This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back to The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our next guest on the John Schuster-Cohlbanker Hotline is just, he's phenomenal. He is absolutely phenomenal. I was first introduced to his analysis with regards to breaking down injuries in the National Football League back when I was in Kansas City at 610 Sports Radio. Dr. David Chow, he goes by Pro Football Doc on Twitter, or we call it X now, but he is amazing. Ex-NFL head team doc for 17-plus years. Also follow Sports Injury Central on X. He does a remarkable job the entire weekend, really throughout the week, of breaking down and giving you the latest information on injuries, and he joins us now here on The Lake Show. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, and as a footnote, I was an assistant team physician with the Minnesota Vikings back in the day.
Really?
Fred Zamberletti was the head athletic trainer. He's in the Ring of Honor. Dr. Fisher was the head doctor. Warren Moon was the quarterback. Robert Smith, Jake Reed, Chris Carter, John Randall, you name it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for being on the show. The next time that I talk to Warren Moon, I'm going to mention that you've joined the show because I literally, back in the spring, was a part of doing a Q&A with Warren Moon at the Mall of America, because he's in a documentary with the Quincy Avery effect. So we did something out there at the mall. So that was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
All right, so I want to start with hamstring injuries. Why are hamstring injuries so tricky? And are they harder to deal with in football as opposed to basketball, or which is tougher?
I think hamstring injuries are hard for all elite athletes. I mean, you can call the hamstring, it's, you know, the power in your legs, so to speak. And it all depends on the type of hamstring. They're not all the same. Grade one, you can call it mild. Two, moderate. Grade three, severe or more complete. So not all hamstring strains are the same type and level and even location. I would argue it's hard for any top level athlete to play through it. And I think these guys in the NFL and NBA do so more often than we even know.
What would you say is the range when you talk about, you know, with the one versus a three, what is the range in terms of weeks? Because Vikings running back Aaron Jones, he just returned last week from being on the injured list for 4 weeks. And now Anthony Edwards in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's dealing with an injury from this past Sunday, and it sounds like he's going to be out for 2 weeks.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but 2 weeks would be great news for Anthony Edwards. I think the 2 weeks is sort of a check back with me time, 2 weeks. You know, it's sort of like the 10 a.m. flight now is posted to leave at 11 doesn't mean it's leaving at 11, right? It's just the next time. And the reason why I say that is it is hard because basketball, and he's a spectacular athlete. He's got to go both ways. And guess what? It's early season still. In the NFL, 85% by week 9 here is a good week. In the NBA, and I'm not begrudging any NBA athlete, if you're only 85% and it's November, it's smarter to wait and get fully healthy than to turn something into a chronic issue. So there's a lot of things that factor into it. It's not even just as simple as the type of hamstring, the level of hamstring, but a lot of factors go into return to play.
Dr. David Chow, Pro Football Doc, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Carson Wentz has been in the news, clearly. He played with a dislocated shoulder and a torn labrum, and he just recently had surgery just this week. Are you surprised that he was able to even play the last couple of weeks with those injuries?
No, because this is what NFL athletes do. They're tough, and Carson outlined it very well. He said he was given his options. He knew what the risks were, informed consent. And look, I actually know your head coach very well, Kevin O'Connell. He's a San Diego State kid, local area for me. I'm in San Diego. He's a very smart guy. He's a player's coach. He would never put anyone in harm's way. And Carson Wentz hopefully cleared it all up, that what the Minnesota Vikings and the medical staff did. And look, I haven't seen his x-rays or his MRI, but I can cite you numerous examples, including of quarterbacks that have played through that. Just last year, Justin Herbert played through the entire season with a dislocating torn labrum in the left shoulder, got it fixed in the offseason the previous year. And not that long ago, Baker Mayfield had a similar circumstance. I'm not comparing them all, and by no way, shape, or form am I saying that Carson should have finished the season. I'm not saying that at all. Every injury is a little bit different. Carson displayed good toughness in trying to play through, at least until J.J. McCarthy can get healthy with his ankle and return to play. Kudos to him. It's a player's right to have informed consent and take a risk and return to play. It's also a player's right to say, no mas, I got to get it fixed. And Carson's doing that now.
I think you hit it right on the head, because I've had the same take. When I look at Kevin O'Connell, who I respect and I like as a coach, I don't think that he would put Carson Wentz in, you know, a bad spot to get injured even in you know, worse than what he was. The bottom line is that Carson, too, as a player, you know, he has the ability to be able to say, look, I can't go. I don't have it in me. With regards to the surgery, how long of a rehab for him to be ready and prepared for maybe next year?
Well, if Carson wants to play next season, I think he can be ready ahead of the start of training camp next year. It's a 6, no more than 9 month recovery, so the timeline lines up that if he wishes to continue to play, I think it's a minimal factor, especially since it's his left non-throwing shoulder.
Got you. All right, I wanted to ask you about a guy that, when healthy, is as good of a left tackle as you're going to find in the National Football League, and that's Christian Darrisaw. He just hasn't been right this season, coming back from the torn ACL. I do a show with Ahmad Hicks from Channel 9, the Fox affiliate here. He asked Christian Darrisaw off camera at the end of, or over the weekend, he asked him about the injury, and he said, how many, you know, ligaments did you tear? And he said, I tore my entire knee. He struggled to practice at times. You can see that he's not comfortable on the field. He talks about he doesn't want to wear the brace. How long is the typical recovery from an ACL injury, or maybe when you have other ligaments that are damaged? Because he hasn't been out for a full year. He hasn't been out for 365 days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, well, by video, and we do, as you know, injury analysis by video, not injury reporting. We deal in insider knowledge of NFL injuries and what they look like, not insider information like you may have here, Henry. But it looked to us like it was always a multi-ligament tear, more than ACL, at least ACL and MCL. And kudos to him for coming back so early. And the fact is, he's not 100% yet. How do we know that? First of all, that's not the Christian Darrisaw we're used to seeing. Second of all, from last time I watched Viking games, he was still platooning at left tackle, right? I mean, there was a need. The backup got hurt. He's been activated and playing for the Vikings, doing his best for his teammates. And I think he should be thanked and congratulated for trying to play through at less than 100% rather than anyone disparaging that he's not ready to go.
Well, let me ask you this to wrap things up. Is this the type of injury, though, that you can come off of rehabbing and off the sidelines and be on a pitch count in terms of, like, if you're not 100%, should you even try to give it a go?
Well, I mean, if you're not 100% and you're not going to give it a go, then I hate to tell you this, and the Vikings wouldn't be able to field 46 players this Sunday.
That's
I mean,
true. Yeah.
85% is a good week in the NFL come week 9. So that's just the nature of the sport. And if you believe that there are 5 athletic trainers, 3 team physicians traveling, and physical therapists to every away game for those 5 injuries that are in the injury report, I got something else coming for you, or a bridge to sell you. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes, and it's sort of the nature of the sport. Of course, it is the medical staff's job to warn people, especially of worse injuries, and not to get things to a point where there's permanent damage. That is absolutely an obligation of medical. But let me tell you, the big fallacy is, at least in my time in the NFL, it was never the team or the coach that was forcing a guy to play. It was the athlete begging me, hey, let me go and play. That was the norm, not the other way around. And if I had to put the brakes on, it was for the athlete himself not to want to go.
All right, so what were the years that you were here in Minnesota?
I was in Minnesota 94-5, so, you know, Randall McDaniel was there, and Todd Stussy, and Vince Glenn was there tiny bit in that year. You know, the head coach, the middle linebacker was, I'm blanking on his name, USC guy, Jack Del Rio.
Yep.
I mean, Tony Dungy was a defensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator was Brian Billick. And, of course, the head coach was Mr. Green.
Yeah, Denny Green was
the head coach. Denny Green was the head coach. Those are just – I haven't thought about those names in a while, so sorry if I pause a second. I got to stretch back. That was, you know, 30 years ago, you know, lifetime ago.
Well, man, if you're ever in this way, give us a shout. I know you got the younger kids. If you ever make it this way, take them to the Mall of America, for Christ's sake.
I've been to the Mall of America, and that little amusement park is quite fun, especially for little kids.
Hey, we're big fans of your work. You do a phenomenal job, Dr. David Chow. I appreciate your time this evening, and hopefully we'll talk before the season's over again.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. David Chow, ProFootball.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's the best in the business. Also, check him out, Sports Injury Central on X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.